Live across Darwin on the ABC Listen app.
Max Najjar is a travel agent and director of Axis Travel. I mean, paint us a picture, Max, just how widespread is the impact of what's been happening over the weekend?
Spread at the moment all across the world, as you can appreciate, whether it be from Darwin or Alice Springs or anywhere in the world. And it's not just from Australia to any European, American, Asian points, whatever it is. You've got to understand, people, of course, are sitting in Europe and in America and in Africa trying to get back to Australia as well. So it's impacting just on the international air flights. That's just one example.
Well, especially when you hear reports of Dubai Airport being impacted by this. I mean, that is one of the largest hubs of international travel that we have. So it's pretty extraordinary.
And it's also cruising, and people forget that their cruise is going via Dubai as well, and they've been affected coming in or trying to get out. And again, we're members of ATIA. If you've had to book your own flights yourself, you've got a major problem. If you've gone through a registered, licensed, or at least an accredited travel agent through ATIA, they know who you are, your phone number, they know your travel plans, and they can assist you with insurance ideas, what you can and cannot do. I want to touch on something that's really important, and people sometimes forget this. If you have not travelled yet and you're just about to, do not cancel your travel if you've got travel insurance. Again, don't cancel your travel. Get the insurance guys to understand that the airline has cancelled your travel or the cruise company. If you do it voluntarily, then you can make a claim, you get absolutely zero back. Whereas if you let the airline initiate it all, they'll give you plan A, plan B to assist you through your licensed travel agent. So don't voluntarily cancel.
Okay, that's really good advice, because there are lots of people perhaps who haven't been immediately impacted right now but might have international travel coming up in the next few weeks or so that they may have anxiety about. Max Najjar is with you this morning, travel agent and director of Axis Travel. My name is Lara Stimpson on ABC Darwin. It's 24 to 9. Dubai is obviously one example, but discuss just the other airports and regions that will really feeling this.
Absolutely. Look, Dubai being the second or the largest, just depends which way you look at a hub in the world. Yeah, that is certainly affected. They've hit the domestic areas as well. The Burj Al Arab Hotel, one of the most iconic six-star hotels in the world, they've hit the lobby downstairs. That's really critical. The port of Dubai, one of the ports in Dubai, they've hit that as well. My brother lives there, and I'm getting reports that even the media don't know about. So it's a bit of a problem there. They've also got drones, I just want to let you know, right around the cities of Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Kuwait, and also in Beirut. So they've got the drones in the sky as well. So these are things that we don't sort of hear about here. So that's really important. And if people are stuck overseas, again, they can't employ at the moment Lear aircraft or Learjet aircrafts or private aircraft, because any aircraft that goes into any airspace in those areas is going to be affected possibly as well. So you're risking your lives taking any of the private jets. So that's another area. As a travel agency, we normally do that for emergencies, but we're not doing that now, because you don't know when you're flying who's going to hit you and from where. So that means you're grounded, that you have to stay in your hotel or your apartment.
For those who are stranded, and I imagine it's a very busy morning for you and those who also are the travel agents trying to sort all of this out for all of your clients.
It's an understatement.
I mean, what are the courses of action that you take? You said typically you might engage private jets or airlines or so on to try and navigate this, but is it really just you have to tell your travellers to just sit and wait this out?
Oh, yes. Look, we know the travel plans. If you're a travel agent, then we know the travel plans that the clients have given us to do. So we go forward from that. We look at the insurance policies that they have got, and hopefully they've all got them. And then we start getting into the hotels and getting them elongated their stay periods, and also make sure they get a discounted rate there at the hotels or the apartments. Also, we have to go and contact anything you'll say in Frankfurt or London where they're supposed to be, and make sure that they know they can't appear. Most of the hotels and cruise companies, and also the tour companies, you might be looking at doing a tour from London, but you're stuck in Dubai. Then we contact them to make sure that they are, and they have been really good to say, look, if they can't make it, are you okay with that? Yeah, that's fine. So by getting involved, and with our enormous contacts and our reputation as a travel agent, they do look at us and say, yep, absolutely, we know what's happening. We'll give them a bit of a space, and we'll let them come on the next tour, or we'll just change change the hotel accommodation in New York. So they've been really good. As long as we get involved and tell them it's all fair income, and most of the world knows that it is, and that's where if you've got, say, 18 or 20 components in your travel itinerary, try and communicate with that in Dubai. For example, if you were stuck through Abu Dhabi where the internet is crashing back and forwards and the phone calls are not getting through.
It's a very chaotic situation, isn't it? And I'll let you go in just a moment. But I suppose there will be people who are thinking about, and you've been around a while, so you will have seen that, you know, these things can go on for quite some time and have longer impacts. From your experience and what you've seen before, if this does have a longer duration to it, and we are just in the very early days, what are some of the workarounds that the travel industry puts in place if you are seeing longer term and broader impacts on those major travel routes?
Yeah, look, I think we've got to understand, even if, say, for example, tomorrow morning, they say, okay, we stop the bombing and you can start flying, there would be something like Hark in the Middle East trying to get from A to B. So the backlog, could you imagine the backlog of people, which through my experience, it is quite concerning. The backlog could be 2-3 days, could be of how they're going to get people out. And I think people sometimes forget that. I'm sure they don't, but I'm just being realistic with you. And I've been doing this for 48 years. And I know that it is the backlog, and they are going to miss the funerals, they're going to miss the weddings, they're going to miss the tours and the cruises. These are the things that do impact enormously on the clients travelling.
Yeah, so be very patient with all those working in this industry today.
Absolutely.
All the very best to you, Max. And no doubt it's going to be a busy couple of weeks and longer for you as you sort all
My
this
pleasure.
Out. So take care. That's Max Najjar there. You heard a very experienced travel agent, director of Access Travel, spending some of his precious time with you, explaining some of the impacts here and urging you, as others have as well, that if you've got flights coming up, that if you have international travel planned, don't touch it just yet unless it is in that immediate future. And certainly if you've got travel insurance, don't cancel anything. You need to wait until it's either cancelled for you by the airline and then you can try and get some sort of money back. Because if you cancel it yourself, you can't avoid that ability. So please do just keep that in mind. And let me know this morning how you're reflecting on this and this conflict, what you're thinking about it.